This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
On this episode of The Heat Check, it's a Thursday and not a Tuesday, so you know what time it is. Actually, you probably don't know what time it is, but today it's the Rookie Report. Damn, Jonte Porter bumped the Rookie Report 2 full days, but do not fear, we're going to break down another rookie and tell you what's what. Let's get right into it, Anthony. Drop that motherfucking beat that should be Rihanna. Alright, so we got 3 weeks left in the season. We gotta fill in the gaps. We pretty much covered every rookie this year. Someone, somehow, slipped through the cracks. And that was our man, Amen Thompson, of the Houston Rockets. We covered his brother, Oscar Thompson, of the Pistons, who unfortunately went down a couple of weeks ago with the season-ending injury. But not Amen. We saw him tonight, so let's fix that right now. Alright, Amen Thompson, averaging 9-6-2 this year. Pretty damn good rebounds for a rookie, honestly, especially since he wasn't getting that many minutes for the Rockets. But that does not begin to describe the impact that he has had for his team. Number 4 pick in the draft is a point guard. We'll call him like a pass-first point guard, like a scoring-less point guard. And nothing is harder in the NBA than playing point guard as a rookie. We've talked about that many times, except for a point guard who is asked to play center, which Amen Thompson is apparently doing right now. What makes Amen and Oscar so impressive is their defense. He is so versatile that since Alper and Şengün went down, Amen has spent more than a little time guarding the other team's best centers. And successfully, I might add. Other teams are increasingly asking centers to guard him as well. Coach Ime Udoka said, "We've mentioned guys like Ben Simmons, like Giannis, who have done similar things at times in their career. He can learn to implement those things as well." At 6'7", he spends time as the screen setter in pick-and-roll situations and in the dunker spot as a faster, more athletic version of Clint Capella from the Harden days. Woo, Sheesh. Amens moved into the starting lineup 7 games ago, and he has blossomed as a result. You probably don't even know. 15, 9, and 3. 9 rebounds a game is fucking sick. With 1.4 stocks per game on 28 minutes. Most impressive is his plus 10.4 net rating. And the best part, the Rockets are 7-0 during that stretch. Uh-oh, Alper and Şengün. Uh-oh. Of course, Amen feels, when all said and done, that he's a point guard. And he has dutifully studied Fred VanVleet in this season to pick up some pointers from the point guard. Fortunately, he's a quick study. According to Udoka, he's a sponge. You've seen him improve just with the playing time alone, let alone the role that we're asking him to do. A guy that's had the ball in his hands his whole career, you put him out there with Fred VanVleet and Jalen in the starting lineup now, you kind of have to divide those opportunities, those ball handling duties. He does it in other ways. He's great on the offensive glass. He's great in transition. But when he has a big on him, he can be used as a screener, used as a facilitator as well, just kind of attacking the basket at all times, getting the shots that he wants and the shots for our offense. Of course, we can't talk about the Thompson twins without talking about how badly they are as shooters. And as Amen is bad, he's bad. He's like, but Oscar bad. Amen is shooting 14.8% from deep this season, which would be the worst in the NBA if he didn't have a twin brother named Osser. Matt Issa from Forbes wrote a piece about the 4 things that Amen has to do to avoid getting played off the floor by better teams. 1, well, we already know what number 1 is, don't we? Like, become a better shooter. Just become a better one. Easier said than done. Honestly, just get into the fucking gym and shoot a million shots with proper form per game, per day. Just do it. Play on a team with tons of shooting and spacing, like the Celtics. 3, become a tough shot taker in the paint like Jaime Jaquez and be good at it. And 4, counter your poor spacing by using your supreme physicality to body opponents like AG, Aaron Gordon. So 1, become a sniper from the 3-point line. Play on a team that's not the Rockets. Become more like Jaime Jaquez and become more like Aaron Gordon. Thanks, Matt Issa. That was incredibly helpful. It's pretty clear that unless his shooting improves by leaps and bounds, his ceiling is a defensive stopper. But that does not mean that he can't be a super valuable asset on a team that has a bunch of bucket getters to offset his negative impact on offense. I am not sure that in a redraft, Amen Thompson still goes 4th. I'm pretty sure he actually doesn't. I'm sure he'll go probably like still a lottery pick. But that's a lot about how deep this draft is as opposed to how good he is and how he's played. The Rockets are very happy with Amen because defense was their number one need and looks like he's going to find a home there for a really, really long time. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode. Keith Smith's going to be on the show. And check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes which drop unexpectedly, like the foxes that live in the bamboo grove sauntering across your lawn, freaking your fucking dog out. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check all season long. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends. All of them. Even your friend who calls you and says that Eva Mendes is not an A-list actress, but Nick Cannon is. And that Ryan Gosling married down. Say, hey, yo, Key, stop smoking on that good before you call me. When you come down and tell everyone the Heat Check, yo, the dopest podcast, hit them up. Download, subscribe, follow us on the Heat Check and at TristaCrick_ on TikTok, Twitter, IG, and YouTube. And we'll see you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.